This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. U.S.-China Business Council is now weighing in on the controversial U.S. Senate bill connected to China's currency. The U.S. CBC is suggesting that the bill would do more harm than good. U.S.-China Business Council has been a strong advocate for seeing that the renminbi become more in line with the market. However, the business organization says that the Senate bill could derail that. The Senate-sponsored bill, which still needs House and presidential approval, could lead to tariffs on countries the U.S. feels artificially undervalues its currency. Chinese Foreign Ministry now says that the Chinese government is working with Thailand, Myanmar, and Laos to try to ensure the safe return of Chinese sailors who are currently stranded on the Mekong River. Three countries are going to help assist Chinese patrol boats reach the stranded ships to aid their safe travel back to China. Numerous Chinese cargo boats, along with dozens of crew members, are trapped along the Mekong River after the major Southeast Asian waterway was shut down to commercial boat traffic following last week's attack on Chinese crews. Officials with a local government in Heilongjiang have now revealed that 13 miners are trapped in a flooded coal mine. The miners have been trapped since late Tuesday afternoon at the mine in the city of Jixi, which is about 50 kilometers away from Heilongjiang's southeastern border with Russia. Rescue work is underway. Remains unclear at this point what caused the mine to flood. State Council, China's cabinet, has now given its formal approval to an earlier pledge by Premier Wen Jiabao to help out cash-strapped small businesses here in China. The promise of more central government support comes following revelations that dozens of small business owners in the city of Wenzhou, which is virtually all driven by small and medium-sized enterprises, have either fled or killed themselves because of the massive debt they owe. Around 80 small business owners in the city owe a combined $1.6 billion U.S. dollars in loans they took out from non-banking consortiums. The business owners in Wenzhou began approaching private financiers amid the heavy tightening on bank loans here in China this year. Fighters with Libya's transitional government now say that they've captured one of Muammar Gaddafi's sons in the city of Sirte. Muttasim Gaddafi is the elder Gaddafi's fourth son. He was a national security advisor under his father's rule and is believed to have been coordinating the pro-Gaddafi stand in Sirte. Meantime, an NTC official is now suggesting that they will announce that they have complete control of Sirte in the next 24 hours. The transitional government in Libya has said that it will declare national liberation once Sirte is completely under its control. The U.S. government has now imposed sanctions on a commercial Iranian airline, which it says provides funds and transport for Iran's elite forces. The sanctions follow the alleged plot to assassinate Saudi Arabia's ambassador to Washington. The U.S. claims that Iran is behind the plot, an accusation that is being firmly repudiated by Iran. Under the sanctions, Mahan Air's U.S. assets will be frozen, and U.S. companies will be banned from doing business with the company. Saudi Arabia, meantime, is on record as saying that Iran will pay the price for the alleged plot. A Nigerian man accused of trying to blow up a U.S.-bound flight on Christmas Day 2 years ago has pled guilty to all the charges. 24-year-old Umar Farouk Abdul-Muttab has admitted to all 8 charges against him in court, including terrorism and attempted murder. Anthony Chambers, his standby attorney, says his client made the decision by himself. He faces a life sentence. Nigerian hid powerful explosives inside his underwear and boarded a flight from Amsterdam to Detroit on Christmas Day in 2009. However, he failed to detonate the explosive device after passengers and crew restrained him and extinguished the flames. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has claimed responsibility for the botched attack. The U.S. House of Representatives has finally approved 3 free trade agreements with South Korea, Colombia, and Panama. The Senate is expected to ratify the bill. The United States signed the free trade agreements with South Korea, Colombia, and Panama during the tenure of George W. Bush. But the democratically controlled Congress at that time never brought the agreements up for a vote. This has given the Obama administration time to renegotiate areas it found objectionable. At least 6 people are dead and 3 others have been seriously wounded after a shooting in California. A man burst into a beauty salon just south of Los Angeles and opened fire. The suspect was arrested a few blocks away. Police say the man had numerous weapons in his vehicle. While the motive for the rampage remains unclear, it's being reported that the suspect may have been involved in a domestic dispute with one of the women working at the beauty salon. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.